As we all know, there's a long-standing relationship between E&P companies and banks. And banks, this is a sales portion of my presentation. Banks, we value our oil and gas clients. We value our E&P clients. And we consider ourselves a valuable part of the exploration and production of oil and gas. And even in down markets, there's been down markets before. We all know oil and gas is cyclical in nature. Banks pride themselves in being hospitable and flexible when working with our E&P clients. But 2016 really seems to be signaling a change in this long-standing relationship between bank and E&P company. And really the reason for that is because of unprecedented regulatory scrutiny. And basically in light of this change, and why John and I and Eric think this is an important topic or a timely topic, is E&P companies and their lawyers need to really kind of understand and be knowledgeable with what's driving the change and the reason for the change, and so they can approach their next conversation with their lender not from a, you know, a hostile standpoint, but hopefully one as a continued partnership. The most common credit product offered by a bank to an E&P company, and I should add the caveat here that what I'm going to talk about as far as regulatory scrutiny is only going to apply to the traditional banking relationship. If you represent an E&P company or an E&P company that receives private equity to fund your operations, this isn't necessarily going to apply to you. This is a traditional the banking relationship where you would come to a bank like mine and look for some type of financing or lending to conduct operations. So the traditional, most common credit product that's offered is what's called a reserve-based loan, or an RBL. And basically, that's an asset-based loan that is going to allow an E&P company to take out cash as needed.